George Gear probably thinks it's a good thing that people are voting at the moment because he is the newly elected mayor of Melville and joins us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
There was a lot of feeling in the campaign in Melville. How did you describe or would you describe the atmosphere?
Oh, look, we had an intervention about Row 8, which really wasn't a council matter. It was a state government matter. But apart from that, it was a fairly traditional campaign. I mean, from my point of view, I just ran on local issues. I just ran a normal campaign that's ads in the paper. I door knocked 3,000 houses and just the brochures around the place. So pretty traditional, I would have thought.
George, do you think it was all about Row 8 and that was what was influencing people's votes?
No. No, I think people were smart enough to know that Row 8 is a state government matter. And it was just a distraction mainly. I don't think it had much of an impact, only to say, as the Premier said yesterday, that people had another chance to express their opinion on Row 8, and they clearly showed that it didn't matter.
You had a slightly above the state average for voter turnout, 37%. What do you think you need to do to get that number higher?
Oh, well, look, it's very hard unless you make it compulsory. But the thing is, most people don't vote if they're happy. And most councils do a pretty good job. You know, they pick up the rubbish on time, the roads are in pretty good nick. And therefore, people don't really see the need to vote. But let me just say this, that in the city of Melville, we had council pass a resolution to establish a wave park on some of the most beautiful open space in the whole metropolitan area, take up 4.5 hectares. And if you've crossed Canning Bridge in the last few days, you might notice a few tall buildings down there, which the community thought were going to be 15 stories maximum, and then they get 30 stories. So these are very important. I mean, I spent 13 years in Canberra, and we don't make those decisions in Canberra. They're made here in Melville. So it's very important that people take an interest in their local community and vote. But obviously they're happy. But the reason ours is a little bit higher is because people were energised about the things that the council were doing.
George Gear, just a quick yes-no answer. Do you support compulsory voting in local government?
No.
No need for it?
No need for it. And, I mean, it would be an imposition on people. I really haven't even thought about, forcing people to vote on council elections. I mean, state and federal, it's been tradition for a very long time, but I draw the line at local.
I appreciate your time this morning. That's the new mayor of Melville, George Gear.